Dear friends of the Bellworth Park Catholic community, this is Father Scott. This program is going to be posted on the fourth Sunday of Advent. But this is the time in which I want to talk to you about Christmas and to wish you a blessed Christmas, because next Sunday will be Holy Family Sunday. And so there is 5 days left between the fourth Sunday of Advent and Christmas Day. And I'd like to talk about how those 5 days can be very, very special for you this year. So Christmas, let's start with the meaning of the word, Christ Mass, Christmas. And although Mass is not obligatory yet, and probably won't be for a while, I do hope in some way, in some setting, you can get to Mass on Christmas. Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. For those of you who go to St. John Newman, my Mass schedule is to have the 4 o'clock Mass in church on Christmas Eve, and then I'm having the 10 o'clock Mass on Christmas morning at St. John Newman. And the other three priests, your staff, will be out and about in so many different ways. I think there's altogether 13 Masses in the course of Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. So they really are trying to make themselves available in such a way and make the church available. So Christmas, Christ Mass. And what do we celebrate? Well, we celebrate the first time Jesus came in the flesh, our flesh, the very first Christmas. But what do we celebrate for Christmas 2020? I mean, she hasn't been pregnant with Jesus. The whole goal of Advent is to try to become pregnant with Jesus through being people of hope. So it's Jesus coming to us uniquely in a way that we need it most, in a way we need it differently than Christmas 2019. Because, you know, Christmas 2019, we didn't have COVID. Christmas in 2019, we were about our business. The celebration with good groups of people, and lots of fun, and traveling. Now we're in the lockdown. Now if you travel out of state, you're not allowed back in until you give your firstborn child. What can I say? So it's a different Christmas. But through it all, Jesus is going to come. He's going to come into our lives, if we let him. He's going to come and help us once again to deal with the challenges of life, to celebrate the joys of Christmas, to pray for those loved ones we lost since last Christmas, but to do it in faith, believing that they're with God right now, enjoying eternity, to help our children understand that why this Christmas might be a little more low-key, to keep them from becoming selfish. I mean, the saying that we've had for years and years, Jesus is the reason for the season. We got to highlight that this year. We have to really let Jesus be the reason for the season. Not the commercialization, not all of the glitzy stuff, not all the glamour stuff. But it's Jesus, because more than ever now, we want to surrender to Jesus. I have a few more things about hope that I want to share with you. We hope because we're willing to wait with confidence. And is that what we do? We wait with confidence. We hope because hope is a theme of the entire Bible. It really is. The entire Old Testament was based on hope. We hope, this is one of my favorites, we hope because we want to pound the darkness until it bleeds light. And lastly, we hope because it gives us reason to go on living. One of the terrible things that's happened because of COVID is the suicide rate has skyrocketed. But if we hope and we invite Jesus into our life this Christmas, we will go on living. Merry Christmas, everybody. God bless you and your families.